Hello again, this is Krista. I am starting my episode 3 podcast. This one specifically is going to talk about how I can use podcasts in my classroom. So starting off, I was not familiar with podcasts. I've never listened to podcasts. I've never made my own podcast. So initially it took me a couple times to really understand what a podcast is and how I could use it in my classroom as well as my personal life. After kind of playing around with it and also looking up different podcasts on Spotify, I can definitely see myself using and listening to podcasts in the future. I really love that there are so many out there that are focused on specific topics. In my world, it's essentially like listening to a radio show with topics that only you can filter and are interested in. So it avoids kind of all of these topics that you're not interested in and narrows everything down to a specific topic. So a few that I found that I can definitely use in my classroom are the Bill Nye Science Rules. I teach a science class and we watch Bill Nye episodes. So I think that would be a beneficial one that I could maybe start my science class out with, have them listen to a Bill Nye Science podcast, and then possibly create their own podcast reflecting on what they listen to. I also found one called the Mindset Motivation. We have the kids about 15 minutes in the morning during a homeroom. So this is another way that I could introduce, transition them from coming off the bus into the classroom and getting ready to learn. So it would be a good way to get their day started, have them listen to the podcast, and again, either have them create their own podcast where they are reflecting or even do a quick write or exit ticket on what they liked about the podcast, what inspired them, and how they can use it in their everyday life. Again, I'm really excited to use it in the classroom, but also finding a lot of cool ones that I can listen to on my own in my personal life. One specifically I found is called Overdue. It is a podcast about the books you've been meaning to read, which is always my problem, especially in the summer. I love to read. I always make a list of books and don't always get to them with, you know, the time that I have. So Overdue, I think, will be a good reminder to kind of go through the books, what they're about, and who's reading them and which titles are popular. So that's something that I want to look more into. So really excited about the podcasting. My perspective has definitely changed on it and my attitude has changed about using it and also listening to it. So thank you, Mary and Craig, for opening up my mind to this new tool. I'm excited.